Welcome to Highly Sensitive, Happily Married, the podcast that teaches you to not only have an easier marriage as a sensitive woman, but to have one that feels more amazing by the day, where you'll hear relatable stories, love advice that works, and coaching on how to have a marriage where feeling upset and disconnected is a thing of the past, and where instead a sense of loving connection and even fun and lightness is the norm. I'm Hannah Brooks, highly sensitive person, love expert, and marriage coach, and I'm so happy to be on this journey with you. Hello, hello, my friends, and once again, happy, happy new year to you. What I'm going to offer you today is going to be a great guideline, a super useful guideline that will help you not just improve your marriage this year, starting today, but really help you maintain a strong, loving marriage for the long haul. And it's something simple, well, I say simple, but not necessarily easy, that you can start doing, start taking action on today and begin to make a habit in your life. I'm going to offer kind of the outline of what to do, how to do it. And my goal is to have this be a just kind of quick little episode, and I, in part, because I'd love for you to take advantage of the extra time you're going to have by this being a short episode for you to, you know, go back and listen to your favorite episode, or go back and listen to one of the ones I might refer you to or reference in this episode, or, you know, catch up on other episodes in the podcast. Okay, so if you notice that your marriage doesn't feel as good as you want it to, if you find that you yourself are feeling critical internally, right, or, you know, resentful or frustrated, or you're finding there's a lot of conflict, or you're saying critical things and kind of wanting to blame your partner for your experience, or actually blaming him, right? Or in other words, if you're seeing a lot through what I call flaw sight, I have a whole episode on that, and acting out of feelings of annoyance, you know, hurt, all of that, what we might just kind of put under the umbrella term, sort of negative, right? This is really a sign that your relationship could be veering towards trouble. And it really is pretty easy in long-term relationships for blame and criticism and really seeing our relationship and our partner through this flaw sight vision, right? What I mean by that is seeing what's wrong a lot. And it's pretty easy for really kind of falling into using what I tend to call the backfiring techniques in our marriages, like complaining, controlling, that we've been talking about at length recently, demanding, right? It's easy for these kind of habits that come out of this negative emotion space to become chronic, to become patterns that you act out over and over in your marriage. And I'm not just saying you, by yourself, like your partner too, right? But really, these interactions that are laced with negativity, even slightly laced with negativity, can really become habituated chronic states, or at least fairly frequent experiences in your marriage. And here's the painful thing, the painful truth about this is, when these things are happening on the regular, they really can be love killers. They can erode the sense of love and certainly joy and connection and emotional and physical intimacy, like all the things, right? They really can erode our love at the foundation. When these kinds of interactions become frequent, it really contributes to an environment in your marriage that becomes more hostile, more cold, more disconnected over time. Yeah. And oftentimes, like when we're the ones that are kind of going into that flaw sight place, blaming our partner, criticizing, complaining, all the things, all the backfiring tactics. And by the way, there's actually two episodes pretty much explicitly dedicated to backfiring tactics, 28 and 29. And then also, again, all the control series, being his lover, not his mother, and which are just a few episodes back. And I think there's two more after that one. Those are all about backfiring tactics. So you can go listen to those if you want to understand this backfiring tactic, because these are what I call kind of negative producing approaches. And it's exactly what we're wanting to kind of find the antidote to today. Okay. So anyway, when you are coming from these backfiring tactics, what actually happens, it actually leads to having a less responsive partner, right? He is much more likely to not kind of come forward in a positive way, like ultimately you're probably trying to get him to do, right? Right? We're probably trying to get him respond more to our desires when we're coming from these places. But what it actually creates is the opposite of that. Maybe defensiveness, maybe argumentativeness or withdrawal, right? Or sort of a rebellion against what you want. Okay, so these are the reasons I call them backfiring tactics, because they simply backfire and they make your marriage less and less loving over time. So even if your partner is the initiator of these, and I want to acknowledge, I am never saying when I'm talking to you on this podcast that you're the only one contributing to negative environment in your marriage. Absolutely not. Of course, he likely is too, right? But if in this case he's more of the initiator of these, I want to really be clear. It does take two to perpetuate them, to escalate them, right? As you may have heard me say before, there's a lovely quote. I think it's Byron Katie. She says, defense is the first act of war, right? So either end that sort of the quote-unquote negativity is starting from, you absolutely have way more influence here than you might think over the state of love and connection in your marriage. And I really want you to hear that. So if you're finding there are frequent negative interactions and experiences and conflicts that kind of go really sour, conflict can actually be great, but oftentimes it can also just go really sour and linger and lead to more and more in the marriage, right? So what do we do here if this is what's going on for you? Now, as usual, essential, we really want to look deeply at the source of this kind of habituated patterning that's showing up, right? These backfiring tactics, these negative experiences together. And we want to look at the source of where it's coming from. And that's always going to be something that's going inside of you, going on inside of you, right? Even if you're not the initiator of these experiences, you're perpetuating them in one way or another because of something that's going on inside of you. Right. So this is what I do deeply with my clients. We look at the source of things, the root of things, and we like pull out the roots and plant new ones that are much more conducive to positive interactions and a loving environment and experience of your marriage. Right. And so we're really naturally compelled to, act and show up in ways that really are so conducive to creating that loving environment. But that all said, that's the deeper work. But there are things, there's something that I want to give you today that you can do right now to change this. Kind of working from the surface down, if that makes sense. And it's actually backed by decades of research by really one of the most preeminent, respected experts in the field of marital stability and research, which is the John Gottman Institute. So this is really an action that you can take and weave into your day and your week. It's really what I would call a rule, again, or a guideline that you can live by, that if you follow through on, it really will create enough positivity or that to really be the antidote to any of the negative flavors that are entering into the relationship, right? And really, again, begin to shift that culture of your marriage in a really positive way. So again, the guideline to live by, to steward your marriage back to love and happiness is the 5-2-1 rule. If you've heard of this before, that's okay. I want you to listen in and hear how I explain it. If you've never heard about it, definitely perk your ears. So this is how this works. For every interaction, every negative interaction in your day-to-day life with your partner, counter it with 5 positive interactions, right? They have found with research that when there are 5 positive interactions to every 1 quote-unquote negative interaction, it leads to a happy, stable marriage. Science-backed. So then we want to understand what counts as a negative interaction and what counts as a positive interaction. So a negative interaction can be as simple as an eye roll, right? Rolling your eyes or raising your voice, or a lot of the things we discussed in the series on control recently, and again in the backfiring tactics episodes, right? It might, like, criticisms are here, which might sound like you always XYZ, right? You always look at me with that mean look in your eyes, right? Or you never clean up after yourself, right? Speaking in a way that's kind of like some version of what is wrong with you, right? Basically implying that whatever the problem that's going on is his fault. And perhaps, you know, even at some fundamental level, kind of expressing that he's fundamentally flawed, right? That's obviously going to be a negative experience for him and really for you, because that doesn't feel good when you're feeling that way and talking that way to someone you really love. So these negative interactions can also look like withdrawal, right? Going cold, any expression of contempt, or maybe it's getting defensive, right? Taking things personally. I think highly sensitive folks like us are pretty good at that, right? That's another way that we kind of bring negativity in. And you might think that's his fault, but actually it's something going on in you there. So there's lots more than that. You're the one who knows what the negative, quote unquote, feelings and interactions are like in your marriage. But that's just a little list to start getting you started looking. So what counts as the positive interactions? So it can be something as simple as a quick joke to diffuse tension, right? A squeeze of your partner's shoulder, listening closely when he's like venting about his day, right? Or it can be just doing something simple and nice for him, like making a cup of coffee or bringing him his favorite pastry. I talked in the really recent generosity episode, a few episodes back. It can be as simple as giving him your 100% focused, kind of kind attention for a few moments. Really like giving him a little smile. Right. And especially powerful here, and this could be all you practice as your 5-1 ratio, right, is appreciation, giving appreciations. People really blossom when they're appreciated, right? And what our partners really want is to feel acknowledged in a positive way. This is deeply affecting for him, right? Affecting to him. Right? And it can be as simple as saying, hey, I appreciated it so much today when you fill in the blank, gave that extra hug this morning, or took out the trash, or said that sweet thing to our kiddo, right? Or not so long ago, we talked about giving 6-second kisses, right? That's a positive interaction you could initiate. What I love about this is the 5 positive interactions, it's so open. It's all about how creative you can be and what kind of positivity you'd like to introduce. I do want to say oftentimes this takes some effort and consciously choosing to take these actions. But I do want you to understand what's important isn't how big the gestures are, how dramatic and large they are. It's really just the frequency of them. So if you're having like 3 negative interactions a day, that's 15 positive interactions or positive gestures that you're going to want to bring into your day together. If that sounds outrageous, just start with like 5, right? Just start with the first 5. and work your way up. Now, I do want to mention that you obviously may have heard about this before. This is one of those pretty popularized concepts, but it's not going to make any difference in your marriage if you've heard of it and you understand it, but you actually aren't doing it, right? Knowing something and doing it are very different. Right. So if you aren't actually applying it or implementing it, it will not have any effect at all in your marriage. So one of the fun things I like to do and I practice with my husband, kind of a way of thinking about this or anything or we're trying to implement or I'm trying to implement is I think about it as like a little boot camp. Like, why not try this? Like, give yourself a little boot camp in 5-to-1 interactions, positive interactions for like 2 weeks and just see what it's like to really focus on that. My hunch is you're going to be quite pleased by the outcome. Really, if you do this regularly, you will guaranteed see a shift in the way your partner responds to you over time. And for some of us, it does take longer than 2 weeks because you may have been living this way for a long time and your partner is going to be caught off guard and maybe even be distrustful of the sudden infusion of more positivity, right? So it sometimes takes time for that, what I call that dance between you to shift, even if you're changing the dance, you're leading the dance in a positive direction. Be patient for your partner to start following your lead. So again, when I work with clients one-on-one, we consciously go on a blame and criticism and really all the backfiring tactics, detox, right? So that we're not just gritting our teeth and holding our tongues to stop the negative interactions, right? Instead, we really nip the source of our contributions to the negative interactions. We nip that source in the bud, right? We take out the root of the problem. So it just isn't an urge to show up in that negative way anymore. Or we don't have those negative emotions as much. That's really key, right? So it's so much easier to bring these positive flavors into our marriage, these 5 positive to every 1 negative. So we really work at the source. And if you want a little bit more help working at the source and really bringing yourself into a feeling state that makes all of this so much easier to act out, to have way less of the negative interactions and to naturally have way more of the positive interactions, definitely the best way is coming to coach one-on-one with me. I'll put a link to get started and learn more about that in the show notes, or you can just head over to my website and learn all about that. But I want to point you in the direction right now of 3 podcasts that will kind of help you begin to move in this direction. And that is episode 20, 21, and 22. I really think I can't emphasize this enough. So I'm going to say it again in a different way. When you are no longer swimming in like flaw sight, as I call it, where we're seeing what's wrong, and judgment and contempt and resentment and hurt and all of those sort of quote unquote negative feelings, the amazing thing is the source of the backfiring and negative interactions, right? Those negative emotions are no longer there, driving negative actions. So those 5 positive actions to every 1 negative one come naturally and actually feel good, not like you're pushing and forcing yourself to do them, right? And in this way, we really naturally create time and space in our relationships for experiencing like genuine love and appreciation, right? And all of this truly shifts the dynamic in your marriage at its core and leads to an environment, culture between you that really sets the stage for the most loving, supportive, nourishing marriage possible. And what a perfect moment in time heading into the year 2022 to make this kind of sweeping core deep change in your marriage and in your life. So enjoy implementing this. Reach out to me if you want deep help with this, and be oh so well.